You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We are doing the 2025 Pride Marathon for part of kicking off Pride Month. And we have some special guests in the studio going to play some live music for us. So could you please introduce yourselves?
Hey, we're a band named Chloe. My name's Sally. I play guitar and I sing. And
I'm Taylor. I play bass.
I'm Alan. I play the drums, but today I am just playing a single congo.
That's amazing. We're really excited to hear what you got. So without further ado, here is a band named Chloe. That was a band named Chloe. We got some more songs coming up right now. Well, can you tell us about the band? Where are you from and how did you get together?
We're planning to do an acoustic set tonight. Jesus Christ. we're planning an acoustic set today, but we usually play electric instruments. Alan usually has more of a drum kit than just my poor sad little conga.
Yeah, but it is pretty tight in here.
So I'm the only one who gets to play my instrument.
Taylor's cheating.
We're from all across the Pembina Valley. I grew up in Winkler and moved back there like 15 years ago because it's home.
I also grew up in the Pembina Valley area. I don't know how much to elaborate. That's where I live.
I'm also from the area, born and raised in Carmen, still live there. It's pretty uncomplicated, very uninteresting as well.
Yeah. Nice. How did y'all get together?
Well, Taylor and I met at a Pembina Valley Pride event. We were playing board games like 3 years ago.
Yeah. Actually pretty much exactly 3 years ago.
Yeah. And Alan, I don't remember where we picked you up, but...
Okay, so I've been going to Pride events mostly in Carmen through Paul's Place. Just been going to more of the events there, and both of you have also been at a lot of those events, so we've just kind of clicked through that.
Yeah.
And then you guys needed a drummer, so I played drums, and then the rest is history.
That's really awesome. It's nice to see those places that offer that representation in the community and how you've been able to come together and actually... like become a band and become like an even larger part of the community through all these spaces. And like I always say on my show, the representation matters. And this is another example of how it's brought you all together. And now you can come out and play some amazing music for us. What do you have for us next?
Should we play an original? Can we play Lucky next?
Yeah.
Take me as long as they don't break me. ghosts of yesterday. They slip out of their cages, let them taste the raging fire. Just let those embers glow. Soak your rags in gasoline, rip out all your cages. You'll write yourself more wages, darling, one day you'll have more. I want for you to live this free. I'm lost in Charlotte, Emily. Going where the wind takes me, taking nothing more. Riding high on the breeze, I'm crossing over blissful seas. Going wherever we please, I'm pleased to go once more.
That was incredible. What do you have next for us?
Oh, goodness. Taylor, what should we play next?
Well, should we play our other song about luck?
Oh, sure.
There's so many of them.
Yeah. A whole two. Yeah, this one's called Good Luck.
So I overheard some news that you're going to be playing a very special show this year.
Oh, well, we've got a couple, but they're kind of on the same day. Our friends at Pembina Valley Pride asked us to play at Pembina Valley Pride this year. So we'll be playing a couple songs on the main stage during the rally. They're at Ryall Park in Carmen this year, which is right across the street from Paul's Place. Just this awesome community hub / tie-dyeing business in Carmen. June 7th we'll be playing a couple songs at the rally, and then we'll be at the Motor Inn just down the street from 4 until 7, and then the Pembina Valley Pride after parties after that at the bowling alley in Carmen. So there's really like a whole day worth of events in one of our favorite little hick towns.
That's amazing. That sounds really fun. What would you say to all the Pride community in Winnipeg that you think they should come out to the Carmen Pride this year?
Look, I mean, I'm biased. I come from a small town.
Yeah.
And I grew up in a small town with no out queer people to look up to. I had no community. Mm-hmm. And I had to leave to find it.
Yeah.
And then, I'm so grateful to be a part of, like, building my own community in my own life and taking charge of that shit. And I'm really grateful that you guys are a part of it. And hell, you too, Meg.
Without, there was no community really where I grew up either. There still isn't there. But it is nice having people who, kind of you can relate to.
I mean, I make an effort every June to get out to all of the small town Pride events that I can.
Yeah.
Steinbach's coming up later in the month. I mean, look, Winnipeg Pride is huge, and it's a week-long thing, and there's all sorts of awesome stuff to do during that week. But the rest of June, and like sometimes earlier and sometimes into July, there's other stuff in smaller communities like Portage and Steinbach that are close to the city that also need your support and also need you to show up and show out and show the little fucking backwards rednecks like my family. I'm sorry, I love you guys. That there's more people out there than just us.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
That representation's super important. And it's rumored that the Queers on Gears group is going to be coming out to the Pembina Valley Pride in Carmen. And we're talking about potentially attending the Brandon and Steinbach as well. So we're kind of working on some stuff, see what the availability is of people. Unfortunately, I'm going to be down for most of June. I'm not sure what my capacity is going to be. But at the end of the month, I'm eyeing up the Steinbach Pride. So. We'll see how it goes. What else do you have for us?
Should we play Heartbeats?
Okay.
Yeah? Look at Taylor with her assuredness.
What do you have for us next?
Oh, goodness.
Just going to work you right through this.
Oh, you know, you don't think until you pack five people into a small room how much a fan would be great. Yeah, I don't know.
You see me?
Yeah, good call. Thank you.
another storm undone. One to overcome. Life I thought I won. Captive now unleashed. Bound to sweet relief. Fathom me and free. Mercy me, blessed be.
That was amazing.
Oh, Jesus, I can barely keep my glasses on my face.
It gets a little warm in here. Oh. We don't normally have this many people packed into the studio, so.
Well, I'm flattered you let us all cram in here.
Yeah.
Cool. I think we got a few more songs lined up.
Yeah, I think we got time for a couple more. What else you got?
Do we want to try the new one?
I think we should do the fun one.
Oh, yeah, we should definitely do the fun one.
All right, that means one of these things.
What do you mean they're all fun ones?
Yeah, speak for yourself. No, wait, no, that's what she said?
I left my heart in San Francisco at some motherfucking disco. The people there were dancing on it. Well, I'm drinking gin and tonic. Music is a victim, and so am I. Loving and cheating, a snake on bite. Begging, I'll scream, I'll cuss and I'll cry. Music is a victim, and so am I. On the path, money's all gone, we need some. Mom's on the phone. God, Daddy ain't home from the dog run. You're riding through the city with a shotgun. I left my bag in Pasadena with some girls at Sue and Tina. Them bitches sure were gagged up on it. I said I'd rather smoke some rum. Cause I don't cry.
Yeah.
Hot damn.
You look like you're cooking over there. Yeah. Well, fortunately, we got time for about one more song.
All right.
One you think more? You got one more in you?
Oh, we definitely got one more in us.
All right, what do you got for us?
It's another original. This one's called You Are Not Alone. It was actually written to be played on acoustic guitar, so...
Even in a darkened home, spirits around you, passing through your fragile bones, you are not alone.
Everybody, that was a band named Chloe playing live in the studio. We're so happy to have you down here. Thank you for making the journey out on a Sunday afternoon. Well, that's going to wrap up our 2025 Pride Marathon radio show. Tune in next year for more of this. And happy Pride Month to everybody. And looking forward to seeing everybody at the various aforementioned prides. Gonna leave you all off with a song that was potentially banned in the UK for a while because of its implications to steal from large grocery stores.
Sainsbury's or Waitrose, not even just if you need to survive. If you're starving, no one expects you to die. I mean, you absolutely should steal as much as you can. Pet food and Blu-rays and flowers for your nan, because big companies are harmed by stealing, because even if they're insured, it raises their premiums, which is cool and fine. And actually what I want to do in quantum monolithic corporations is awesome. When you add up the 8 billion in overtime violations and the other 4 billion in break time violations and the other 20 billion in minimum wage violations, then the fucking bread and hummus that I put in my bag is fucking whatever.
I'm on the road.
She's on the road.